Welcome.
Welcome.
He is risen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So thank you. He has risen indeed. Yes. Well, welcome. What a beautiful day. You folks are obviously not the ones that got up at about 6 o'clock this morning and showed up here for sunrise service. So you got to sleep in a little bit, so you should be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. There are a few repeat customers this morning. Well, that is awesome. But we're welcoming you today in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who on this day did what?
Rose again.
He rose from the dead. Absolutely, absolutely. Just a quick reminder, you have connect cards in your bulletins. That's our attendance register. So just put your name on that, drop it in the offering plate as it comes around today. You actually have a little memento on the end to take home for the scripture of the day. And I would remind you just to do that. And any messages, or if you'd like information, more information on the church, that would be the way to relay that information on to us as well. Yesterday we had a great time here. We had 56 children come and all their associated family and friends. And we had a great day here on campus with an Easter egg hunt and just activities for the kids and lunch. We had a great time. I just want to thank everyone and all the servants that came out to help with that activity. And we had a really great time yesterday. So thank you if you had a part in that as well. Our United Methodist Men's Breakfast is next Saturday at IHOP, at High Biloxi on Federal Highway. All you men of the congregation and visitors, I encourage you to come and join us at 8 o'clock for breakfast next Saturday at the IHOP. As you see in your bulletin, there's a list of the non-lilies. We do a non-lilies. It's a donation to some of our ministries and mission here at the church. And I just thank you all for that. And you can see whose names of folks that have been remembered this year in that regard as well. A reminder of our mission jar focus is on the table there in the narthex for this second quarter of the year for First Care Women's Center. So I encourage you throughout the next 3 months to drop your change and a couple bucks in there. They do a great service for the women and children of our community. Welcome to church. It's an awesome day to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Would you please stand for our call to worship?
Thank you.
Just so you know, you guys did really good on that one. Can't wait to hear you on the others. All right, if you will bow with me in prayer, please. Risen Christ, Lord of life, breathe new life into us this day. Inspire us with confidence and open our hearts anew to receive your promise of resurrection. Speak to us once more so that we might hear your voice and recognize your presence in our midst. From the darkness of doubt, guide us into the glorious light of faith and love. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Please continue standing for our praise songs today. Do you see Jesus?
I do.
Boy, I have a good joke right now about seeing Jesus, but I won't say it right now. Remind me to tell you later. Did you see Jesus?
I really did.
Who didn't see Jesus? Uh-oh, we have a problem. We have a problem. They didn't see Jesus. Well, you know what? This is a little trick. And that's why this morning we all got up real early before the sun came up and we went out here and we sat on the side and it was kind of muggy and sticky. But we were there remembering another time, a couple thousand years ago, when some women saw Jesus. You know the story? That Jesus was put on a cross and then they put him in the tomb. And this morning, when they went to check on him, he was alive again. He was gone. Thanks, Martin. He was gone. He wasn't gone. He just wasn't in the grave anymore. And that's what we're celebrating today. You know that that's what Easter is about? Easter is about Jesus coming back out of the grave. Well, this little paper I gave you, if you stare at that, you can see Jesus. So take it home and practice it a little bit, okay? Because I tried it a couple times and it really works. It really does. But what we're remembering today is Jesus coming back for each one of us. And that's a good thing, right? We need Jesus in our lives? Yes? Maybe, maybe not. Yeah, you think so? I think we do too. Because we can never get too much of Jesus, right? So today we're remembering that Jesus came back from the grave. And that's a good thing for us because we do not deserve Him coming back and what He did for us. So He gave us a gift that we can never repay Him for, right? That's what we're here to remember today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank You for these beautiful spirits here within these children. Father, as we've talked about seeing Jesus, it's not about looking at an image on a piece of paper. It is about looking inside of our hearts to see Jesus living there. We pray in His holy and precious name on this beautiful Easter morning. Amen. Amen. All right, you guys are going to go to Sunday school, I think. Easter eggs and Easter bunnies and all of that, and Easter kids. But we kind of remind them that this is not about gifts inside of plastic Easter eggs or Easter egg baskets, which that's part of how we show love for children. But it's about Jesus Christ coming back for each one of us. We've got to remember that today. I want you to remember that as you go through this day today. And today is a special day that Jesus paid us back. Paid us for things we do not deserve. Not paid us back when we do not deserve the gift that He gave us. It's a time in our service when we go before the Lord in prayer. We have several folks on the list today. We will go through these. Chuck Blankenship has been spent a day or so in the hospital, but is back home, but there was nothing conclusive yet, so we're continuing to pray for Chuck. Joe Geddes as well spent some time in the hospital, and just continue to pray for Joe and Nancy and their whole family. Mary Ann Davis as well, she's still in JFK, hoping to be released on Monday to go back to her rehab facility to continue to work on her shoulder. Continue to pray for Norma Johnson as well. Tony Rispino is having tests, lungs and different things this week, so continue to lift up Tony in our prayers as well. Americana's praise for leading through past health problems and those as well. Donald Liney for legs and lungs. Continue to pray or ask your prayers for Donald as well. Jesse and Sherry Terrazon and daughter Misty, so they can have good test results, upcoming health tests for them as well. Continuing to pray for Violet Simmons. She did get a good report on her test this week, and we'll have to start 3 more months of chemotherapy as well. So keep Violet, Gary, and their family in your prayers. Rosemary Jarvis as well, she's not feeling well this morning. Continue to pray for her and better health. Continue to lift up David Snyder for his foot problems and for his health concerns as well. Prayers for Karen Snyder as well for a job interview on Tuesday. So just continue to pray for that situation as well. And Blake, who is serving overseas in the Navy. So let's continue to lift up all of our service personnel around the world. And I also want to lift up Kenya this morning, the college where there was 147 folks were murdered for being a Christian. So we know that that is still going on in our world today. So let's continue to pray for that situation as well. I know there's many things you bring this morning into the house of the Lord to be placed at the foot of the cross. So now is your opportunity. Those unspoken requests that you have for loved ones and family members and folks that are close to you. So let's go before the Lord in prayer. You bow your heads with me, please. Gracious God, we are so grateful for what Jesus came and revealed to us on this day, that eternal life is for real. Father, after 3 days, he came from the grave. He removed himself from the earthly bounds of a tomb and made present to each one of his disciples and his followers as he continues to this day to reveal himself to us in many marvelous ways. Father God, we lift up all of our prayer concerns mentioned here today, the problems within our own communities and our country, and within our own families, Lord. Father, issues of relationships, finances, housing arrangements, and most of all, health concerns that just burden us and bring us down and keep us from totally focusing on you as our Savior. Father God, we pray for miraculous healing for those mentioned here today and those in our hearts that need your loving embrace. Father, we pray for turmoil around the world, as I mentioned, Kenya and Trinidad. Father, the Middle East and all those places around the world where people are being massacred for simply being a Christian. We lift them up to you today on this glorious Resurrection Day. Father God, we pray a blessing today on our families, on our loved ones. We pray a blessing on the kingdom of God. As we spend time wondering where you are in our lives, if we only open our heart and you are revealed to us in a mighty way. So, Father, today I ask the Holy Spirit to come and live and indwell within each of us, that we would feel your presence not only in this service, as we in a few minutes get to celebrate Holy Communion together and partake of that ancient meal that Jesus shared with his disciples. We together today are at Jesus' table once more, receiving the gift of grace which none of us deserve, that Jesus so willingly went to the cross to die for. So, Father, just be with us today as we continue our service, that we would be blessed, and that we would take this blessing out into the world. Father God, we are grateful to be your people. We are grateful that you have called each of us into a relationship with you. We pray your blessing upon each one of us in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen.
Thank you.
song selection today is getting a little teary-eyed. Alright, so now is the time that we kind of say thanks to the Lord for all He has done. And it's now time to let us offer our signs of life and love as we share our gifts with God's world. Would the ushers please come forward to receive our gifts to God's world?
Thank you.
the offering this morning. May we continue to work to bring the word of Jesus Christ into the world. We give you thanks and praise for allowing us to share. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Without effect. No, I worked harder than all of them. Yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. Whether then it was I or they, this is what we preach, and this is what you believed. May the Lord have a blessing of the reading of His word.
You may be seated. We believe, yet we know. Amen? It's Easter, the day we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Are we happy about that today?
Amen.
Amen, amen. Christ is risen.
Amen.
He is risen indeed. You know the response. We hope that through the resurrection, that is where our hope lies. If we don't believe in that, hillbilly folks like me who say, when we believe something, or we know something, I hope today all of us sitting here know that Jesus Christ gave us the gift. We believe, but we also know what that gift is. You're here today because hopefully you believe that. You know and you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ has given you a gift. We have that hope when we come face to face with our own mortality, right? I know many of you face life-threatening diseases, illnesses, injuries, loved ones that have. I've stood by many bedsides, and I have to say, most of the time, there's hope. Can you imagine what our outcome would be if we had no hope? If dirt in the face was all we're living towards, that's hopeless. Isn't it?
Amen.
That's hopelessness. I have a story about Paul Azinger. If you may know him, if you follow golf, he's a professional golfer. At the age of 33, he was diagnosed with cancer. He wrote about his experience. A genuine feeling of fear came over me. I could die from cancer. But then something really hit me. Even harder. I'm going to die eventually anyway. It may be from cancer. It may be from a lightning bolt on the golf course. It could be anything. He realized that he is going to die. It may be cancer or something else, but definitely he was going to die. It's just a question of when. He says, everything I had accomplished in golf became meaningless to me. All I wanted to do was live. Larry Moody, a pastor, taught a Bible study on a professional golf tour. He said to him one day, Zinger, he said, we are not in the land of the living going to the land of the dying. We are in the land of the dying trying to get to the land of the living. Do we rush towards our death? Or do we take our time, knowing that God's time will deliver us to the land of the living? Sometimes standing here in front of you, I think this is the land of the dead.
The frozen chosen.
The land of the dead. Trying to get to the land of the living. That question has been asked through generations. Job asked it. If a man dies, shall he live again? That's one of the most important questions we can answer. We can have an answer. It's the most important question we could ask. Life is our most precious and important possession to us. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Life is precious. Jesus said, well, for what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? I love that. It made me slow down a little bit and think, what am I working myself to death for? And then God said, well, why don't you become a preacher and I'll show you what working yourself to death means. I see my death as a reward, a greater reward each day of my life now. We got to put things in perspective. If we're not confident we're going to live beyond the grave, what good is our life? What good is our life? Verse 19 of this chapter, it says, if in Christ we have hope in this life only, we are all people most to be pitied. If this is all there is, we are mostly to be pitied. Some of us have pretty good lives, don't we? But if that's all we have, we are to be pitied. The longer we live, the more we realize that life is moving pretty quickly. Anyone's life been accelerated as you get older? We're racing towards the grave. Who's winning? We're all coming to a dead end, as they say. If there's no hope, then the end is futile. There's nothing more for us beyond this place. There's no hope beyond the grave. Listen to what Paul says. Now I want to remind you, brothers and sisters, of the good news that I proclaim to you, which you in turn receive, in which you also stand, through which also you are being saved, if you hold to the message I proclaim to you. Paul is reminding the Corinthians that he's been preaching this same message over and over and over. Several months back, my dear friend Pastor Peter here, we had this conversation. I said, Peter, you were in ministry for 55 years or something like that, right? Over 50 years in ministry. I said, we always have job security. We could tell these people the same thing day in, day out, week after week after week. They continue to need this message. Job security for pastors. We need this same message over and over again. It's about life after death. If a person dies, shall they live again? I'm banking on that. Because my life has been pretty good, but you know what? I think it's going to get a whole lot better. I've got a lot of people I want to see again. You remember my dad passed away in January. We prayed for some time for him to be relieved of this agony that he lived the last few years. And now that he's gone, I find myself missing him. Believe it or not, I miss going up. He was in a nursing home, and I miss going up and sitting by his bedside and watching Miami Heat basketball. He loved Miami Heat until they traded LeBron James. Then he said, I don't think I want to watch basketball anymore. I said, why? Here's much fun if you don't think they're going to win. But I miss that. We all have people we miss. I hope someday, when we get to heaven, are the Miami Heat going to win all their games? I don't know. Somebody's got to be a loser. You know, something to think about. So the old scripture tells us, the Old Testament scripture tells us that the Messiah had to die. Prophets for hundreds of years before Jesus ever arrived on the scene told him this. Why are we surprised? It states that he would be led like a sheep to the slaughter. So Jesus' death was no accident. It was a deliberate death of a person who offered his life as a sacrifice. I ask that question a lot. Would you be willing to be a sacrifice for someone else? My thoughts is, well, they're a pretty good person maybe, but if they're a low-down scoundrel, I don't know. Jesus gave his life because none of us are low-down scoundrels, are we? Jesus did it. Jesus left this earth with nothing, not even the clothes on his back, so to speak. When they took him down from the cross, they put him in a borrowed tomb. He didn't have his own tomb. But that's okay, because he wasn't staying very long, was he? If Judas would have been hanging around, he'd think, doggone it, we paid good money for that tomb, 3 days, he's gone, now what? We get our money back? It was a borrowed tomb because he didn't need it for long. He left that tomb very much alive. The women, they saw him buried. 500 people on the road to Emmaus. He keeps showing up. Mary asked the angel, where is he? Where have you taken him? And Jesus said, don't look for me among the dead. I'm not here. Eyewitness testimony gives us a clue that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. Because that's a headline in the paper we're not readily going to accept, is it? But it's a good thing a lot of people saw him after the crucifixion. And to this day, we have millions of people testifying that Jesus Christ has changed their life. Is he alive in us today? Is he alive in the world today? Yes. I hope he is alive in your heart. I hope the Holy Spirit rattles and shakes your bones every morning to get you out of bed and says, do something to glorify God. Do something to let the rest of the world know that you are a follower of Jesus Christ. What does that mean? That's for you to figure out. What a cop-out, Pastor. Tell us what we're supposed to do. God will let you know what you're supposed to do with that gift. As Jesus Christ is alive in your heart today, bring someone else to that glorifying conclusion. It's not a switch in dirt in our face. It's a stone rolled away from the tomb entrance, and we're gone. We're gone. I'm going to end with a story that I think is pretty cool, and it's got a word in there that the first service I really struggled with. So I'm laying the groundwork for this word that I will have to say in a minute. Many of you know Winston Churchill, great man, great leader of his time. But he chose to accept the truth of the resurrection. So towards the end of his life, he knew he was going to die. So he put together his own funeral arrangements. He planned everything out. They were to sing great hymns. St. Paul's Cathedral, magnificent place. Impressive speakers. The liturgy was great. When they had said the benediction, he had arranged for a bugler. I couldn't say that this morning. It must be okay. He arranged for a bugler. That guy that does this, I had to do that this morning too. That's a word that I'm hung up on. He hired this dude with a horn to play taps. What is taps for? It's the end of the day. The day is over. It's end. It's over. Time for sleep. Played a beautiful rendition, that guy with the horn of taps. When he finished, silence. Churchill had arranged for another guy with a horn to go on the other far side of the cathedral and start playing reveille. What is reveille? The start of a new day. Winston Churchill knew that as he ended this life, taps was the answer. But as he'd gone into the next phase of his existence, it was reveille. Time to get up. It was a new day. The only way we're going to get to the other side is how? Accepting the gift of Jesus Christ on the cross. If you were here Thursday night and Friday, that cross was draped in black. The altar was stripped. It looked pretty sad in here. This morning we have white linen. We have a magnificent cross with flowers on it. We have a cross outside. We have a cross with white out in the walkway. We're not celebrating the black darkness of Friday and Thursday evening. We're celebrating the risen Christ. He is risen. Amen. This gift we've been given, we cannot earn it. You have to receive it. You have to believe. You have to believe. You have to confess it. Are you comfortable confessing to God about what you've done in your life? There's only two things I can think of while people would deny this gift. Because they love their sin. Do you know anyone that loves their sin? I do. You think of people who, because of their pride, cannot accept this gift. I can do it on my own. I can do it on my own. It doesn't cost you anything, this gift. The only thing it costs you is what? Everything. It doesn't cost you anything, but it costs you everything. It costs you. For those that don't believe that, it's taps and we're out. Tap out. For those of us that believe, it's reveille. It's reveille in the morning. So as we prepare to celebrate Holy Communion today, Easter falls on the first Sunday of the month. We do Holy Communion here on the first Sunday. So we not only receive the gift of the risen Christ, we remember the gift of Jesus Christ at His table. You know the story. You know the story. Pastor Peter and I have dedicated our lives to telling folks of this story. And as we share in Holy Communion today, I want you to remember that gift. Jesus came as a servant, but on that night that He was betrayed, He removed His tunic and wrapped Himself in a towel, and He washed their feet. He continued to serve His friends in love. He continued to serve because that's what His Father in heaven sent Him here to do. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank You for the gift of Your Savior, of Your Son, our Savior. Your Son, Jesus Christ, He came and died on the cross for us. Let us now receive this Holy Communion gift. In Jesus' name, amen. Hear this invitation. Christ our Lord invites to His table all who love Him, who earnestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved You with our whole heart. We have failed to be in Your church. We have not done Your will. We have broken Your law. We have failed to show Your love. We have not loved our neighbors. And we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us from joyful obedience. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, brought us to a land flowing with milk and honey, and set before us the way of life. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. By your great mercy, we have been born anew to a living hope through the resurrection of your Son from the dead, and to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading. Once we were no people, but now we are your people, declaring your wounded deeds in Christ, who called us out of the darkness into his marvelous light. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. At that table he took bread and he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples, and he said, "Take and eat, for this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, after the meal, he took the cup, and he raised it to his Father in heaven and said, "Bless this, Father, for this is my blood poured out for the new covenant made between you and us, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." On the day you raised him from the dead, he was recognized by his disciples in the breaking of the bread, and in the power of your Holy Spirit, your church has continued in the breaking of the bread and the sharing of the cup. And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering to us, as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ is alive.
Christ is risen.
Christ will not remain again.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, with the confidence of the children of God, let us pray together. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are so unworthy of this precious gift. in the taking of this bread and this cup, Father, we have received once again the Spirit of Jesus Christ deep within us. Father God, we pray for your divine guidance in each of our lives. We give you thanksgiving and praise for returning your Son to us. Even the grave could not hold him. So, Father, bless us. It's in Christ's holy name we pray. Amen. Please stand for our hymn of going forth. He lives. Absolutely. Name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.